Welcome back to hour number two at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Before we get underway and continue our conversation with James Hale, the senior writer with OU Insider and also the host of Total Sports on KREF in Norman, Oklahoma, join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. We're celebrating the title game, the national championship game, Alabama, the Crimson Tide. They prevail. So let's talk about some of those highlights from that particular game. And, of course, Alabama running back Derrick Henry. What were your takeaways from his title game performance?
When he was a backup running back a couple of years ago against Oklahoma, I thought then, I said it on my show, this guy's going to win the Heisman Trophy someday. I mean, he ran all over OU. OU couldn't stop him. And the big debate then was, why isn't Alabama running him more? Kind of like the debate is now, why don't they throw the ball to O.J. Howard more? Because O.J. Howard looks like Keith Jackson running up and down the field. And I hope I'm not dating myself, or I hope people, you know, don't remember who Keith Jackson is.
But, oh, yeah.
You know, it's not the broadcaster, Keith. It's the OU football
That's
player,
right.
Keith Jackson. But Henry's tremendous. I think he's got great vision. He knows how to run. I think he's a good running back. He's obviously got speed and power. But, you know, in this long touchdown run, he hit that hole so cleanly, made that one little slight cut, and he was gone. I mean, he's got that feel. The thing going to the next level with him is that he is tall. He's kind of a long strider. I think he's going to have to go to an offense that you can line him up 7 yards and bring him downfield. Adrian Peterson is tall, you know, but he's – Adrian's quicker than Henry. And, yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting. I would draft Henry. I think he'd be a great workhorse in your backfield. I think he'll have success.
I was going to say, give us a sense of the future for Derrick Henry. And, obviously, he was incredible, very productive in the 2015-2016 season. 395 carries. Do you think Nick Saban overused him a bit? Wore him out?
You know, I would use him that much, too, though.
Really?
I mean, I really would.
Okay.
He'd be like, hey, you know, I would do exactly what Barry Switzer told Steve Owens back in the day when Steve won the Heisman Trophy in 1969 at OU. And Steve had carried it 40 times, and Barry Switzer, he came up and said, Coach, I'm tired. He said, I don't care. That football's not heavy.
6'3", 245. What team would you like to see him with?
Man, since you're in Texas, we'll say the Cowboys, Texans.
Please.
Yeah, there you go.
We need all the help we can. Hey, James Hale is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. If you're just dialing in and you want to check out some of James's work, James, direct them where they can go.
You know, it's OUinsider.com. Check us out. We do a great job covering recruiting. Yeah, it's based around Oklahoma. If you're an Oklahoma fan, you've got to be on it. But we cover national recruiting as well, so check it out. We do a great job there. And, of course, SportsTalk1400.com, 11 to 2 every day on Total Sports. And I'm on Twitter at JHale24. Twitter's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That's a whole different world out
there.
Well,
I think you're beating me in followers. I'm finally up to 2,000. So.
Well, you know, hey, people are probably going, when they even check me out, they're probably going, what's this crazy guy going to say now? So anyway, I'm not really flamboyant on there too much.
You provide some good stuff. Hey, okay, so James, let's move ahead. Let's recap the Sooner season. Talking to me about the Orange Bowl. The Sooners were favored in that game against Clemson, and the Tigers ended up prevailing 37-17. Why was Clemson able to dominate in the second half?
Because they physically took over the game. You know, Oklahoma had the lead, but you wondered, it was almost like, can they keep it up? I mean, Oklahoma had made a bunch of big plays in the first half, and they left points on the field, and I just thought, boy, it's tough to get those back. When you leave them on the field, you know, do you have an opportunity to get them back? And in the second half, Clemson just took charge. When they took control of the line of scrimmage, and you have a great quarterback like Watson, a great running back like Ballman, well, it's going to be tough to stop. And you couldn't stop them anymore, and the offense quit scoring. Clemson really dialed it up on defense. They started getting pressure on Baker Mayfield. And Oklahoma just kind of went to pot in the second half, and Clemson dominated the game. That's where the physicality issue came in. Because Clemson dominated with their physicality so much in the second half
right. That
you questioned Oklahoma's physicality in the game. I think Oklahoma had a terrible day tackling in this game, especially in the second half, so it makes you look like you're not matching up physically. But Oklahoma really couldn't run the ball. Then Samaje Perine gets hurt. Joe Mixon gets hurt. They lose their top two running backs. Baxter, one of their key receivers, gets knocked out of the game. And all of a sudden, Baker didn't have a lot of guys to work with, and then Baker makes a couple of bad decisions, and all of a sudden, boom, you're out of the game. So that was a bad second half, great second half for Clemson. But I think Oklahoma walks out of that game saying to themselves, hey, we're pretty close. We get another player here, another player there. Baker's coming back next year. So is Samaje. So is Joe. We lose Sterling Shepard. We probably can't replace him. But you go tell the next generation of receivers, all right, who's the next? You know, we've had Mark Clayton. You've had Ryan Broyles. And now you've had Sterling Shepard. Who's the next great receiver of the Stoops era? And that's the challenge, and that's what you tell wide receivers. And with Baker Mayfield and now Kyler Murray on campus, along with Austin Kendall, those are two great young quarterbacks. You know, you tell receivers, we're going to be quarterback strong for several years, so why don't you come and join us?
Well, National Signing Day, hey, it's just a few weeks away, 2016. I've got to ask you this, though. Let's talk about defensively. I mean, how's Oklahoma going to replace all those talented linebackers?
Well, the key thing next year, I think, in the whole team, E, is how they replace their outside linebackers. They're really good. They were good at linebacker this year. When Dominic Alexander surprised a lot of people and came out, that means OU loses three out of their four linebackers. So the next generation has to step up. Last year, they recruited Ricky DeBerry, who redshirted this year, got totally healthy, had a little shoulder problem coming out of high school. And I think he'll be the heir apparent to be one of those guys. Oboe is a guy that's been played a little bit. He's now going to be a senior. He's been trying to break into the lineup with Stryker and Bond, and that's been hard. But he's had opportunities. He's a great physical specimen, tremendous pass rusher. Hasn't been mentally in tune with that defense. And if he can make strides in that area, really knew that, learn the defense ins and outs, I think Oboe will be a big factor. And then, you know, it's going to come in recruiting. That's why a Caleb Kelly out of Fresno, California, Clovis West High School, is such a key. He's rated the number one outside linebacker defensive end type in the country. Oklahoma's recruited Fresno very, very well. He sees the opportunity. He knows the pipeline that the Sooners have. The Sooners have a commitment out of Bryce Youngquist, who's also out of California. Wasn't on a great football team this past year, but, you know, was the leading tackler and played, you know, and he's played in the Semper Fi game, and he's a really good young player that both those guys will have a chance to come in and play immediately. And that's the selling point to those guys. And you have Curtis Bolton, who's on the roster, that will be a sophomore next year. He really didn't play at all this year, but working on the scout team and doing some other things, he was a really good pass rusher. So he'll get a chance to show what he can do out there, too. So just the next generation has to step up, E. Those are going to be tough guys to replace. Zach Sanchez has decided to come out at corner. So that means that, you know, either P.J. Mbonasore or Dakota Austin, or, again, they recruited two really good corners in this class. Actually, three guys. And all three are going to have a chance to step in and play. So that's the key. Next year going in, can Oklahoma find some outside linebackers so they can have a pass rush off that edge?
He is simply one of the best, James Hale. Check him out, senior writer with OU Insider. You can also listen to him at KERF 1400 in Norman, Oklahoma. Great to have you back in 2016. And, James, we will catch up with you here in a few weeks and do a full recap of the Sooner signings.
Hey, look forward to it, E. Thanks.
You bet. Much more straight ahead right here in hour number two at YSR.